Quarterback Teddy Bridgewater around the corner. Defensive end Brian Robinson joins us now from Mankato in the exclusive Vikings Radio Network perch. Pete Bursich is here. Brian, what's going on, main man?
Not a whole lot. Just out here banging heads and shoulders and everything else.
Wishing you were on a lake somewhere, navigating through the milfoil, trying to land a giant bass, correct?
That would be fun, but, that's not paying the bills right now.
Right. But once the bills are paid and the football career is done, professional angling for Brian Robinson?
We'll see how it goes. Obviously, I'll give it a shot. But,
sweet.
It takes a lot of hard work to be able to do that on a professional level. And, it's not one of those deals where you just go out and just go fishing. And, that's the way it is. You got to do a lot of map study. You got to be able to find the fish and then differentiate between the quality fish. So it's
what's that mean?
Yeah, exactly.
Exactly.
So you just don't tie a line to your baby toe like Huck Finn and sit there and wait?
I wish it was that easy. If it was, it goes back to the old saying, if it was that easy, everybody would do it.
Right. Are you familiar with the name Basil Bacon?
Basil Bacon.
Google it. One of the great bass fishermen in the history of the United States of America, out of Paducah, Kentucky. I think he either died or retired within the last 3 years. But Google Basil Bacon. That will make you want to jumpstart your professional bass fishing career.
I want to Google Basil Bacon just because his name was Basil Bacon.
Because it sounds good on a sandwich.
Yeah, exactly.
I know he's like his first name's a spice, his second name's meat. I mean, he's the greatest human, and he fishes. He's the greatest guy ever.
Yeah, that's pretty amazing.
Sweet.
So how you feeling? I mean, it's another year for you. You've been in Minnesota your whole career. No change of scenery, no added pressure being a new guy. Do you have to kind of guard yourself, not from complacency, so to speak, but from a comfort level standpoint? I guess you're still dealing with some new things on defense, but what are you doing to keep yourself that motivated?
Well, for me, I've actually changed a lot of stuff this year as far as rush angles, things like that that I think is really going to help me. But I know we've talked about this before. For me, every single year I come out here and I take it as an opportunity to really just get better and hopefully be able to build on from the year previous. And, the way I do that is coming out here every single year and basically put it on myself that I have to compete for a starting position. I don't think when you come into camp, you should ever believe that you have a position sewn up or a roster spot on this team sewn up, because as soon as you start being that way and you start feeling complacent, that's normally when that door opens for you and you end up on your way out.
And that's something I talk about a lot is how you come about getting into the NFL. We talked about John Randall earlier in the show and how he never took that fact for granted because of where he came from. So I'm sure when you see some first rounders come in and some highly talented quote unquote guys who are almost anointed a position for no other reason than the fact that they were drafted highly, it either bothers you, motivates you, or both.
For me, it definitely motivates me. I thought coming out of college I should have been drafted higher.
Everybody does.
Well,
everybody,
guess what? I wasn't.
Everybody but the guy who's picked number one overall walks away and says the same thing. And that's a conversation I just had with Tyrone. As a player, as a scout, you look at things a certain way. You look at how good the guy plays. You don't care about height, weight, and speed. But you learn when you get in the coaching business, that's where you're drafted. You're drafted by height, weight, and speed. You're drafted by things that can't be taught.
Exactly.
You can't coach big. You can't coach fast. And, I'm the same way. I was a seventh round pick. I'm like, I'm better. I've seen guys getting picked in front of me I was way better than. However, they had the potential because they had certain the measurables make
right.
such a big deal, make a difference.
Exactly.
And then for the scouts too, if you're 6'8" and you're this weight and you can run this and you can't play, they go, I blame the coach. The guy could do it.
Yeah, I mean, and like you said, everybody believes they should have been drafted higher except for the number one guy, and, for me, that motivates me. I think that's the one thing that's really helped me along in my career is always playing with that chip on my shoulder
right.
that, that I should be, a higher draft pick, or I should be more highly publicized, or, whatever it may be. I use that as motivation in order, you know, to keep myself going in this league.
We have a celebrity question asker here, Teddy Bridgewater for Brian Robinson. Go ahead.
So, Mr. Robinson, how would you sack a guy like myself?
I would pound you into the ground.
Teddy,
I mean, it's not hard.
It's his ninth training camp, only your second, but you can't let that happen.
That's why I wear the red jersey. It can't happen.
Nice. We hear it about 15 times a day. Stay away from the quarterback! Stay away from the quarterback!
All right, a couple of quickies to close here for Robinson. Training camp number 9 for you. 5 preseason games. How do you feel about that?
I hate it.
Why?
Because it's an extra preseason game.
I mean, it's not like you're going to play a ton Sunday, but you will play a little, won't you?
You know, it is what it is. I mean, that's what we signed up for when we got in this league. So, you know, for
see,
me,
like Danielle Hunter loves it.
Well, I mean, you know, Danielle Hunter's 20 years old, too, you know. But, I mean, like I said, at the end of the day, I mean, it's another opportunity to go out there against someone else and get better. And that's the way I look at it. You know, would I like to play 4 preseason games instead of 5? Absolutely. But if I got to be out there for 5, I'm going to give you the best 5 that I can give you.
Well, you're going to be out there for 3. I mean, you know, if the defense goes 3 and out, 3 plays, then more, then more, then more, then none. So, I mean, it's not that much.
Well, we don't really know that.
Really?
We have Mike Zimmer as a head coach. If you don't like the way the first 3 plays goes, we might be out there 30. You know, so hopefully we can make the first 3 plays look good and be done. But, yeah. You know, like I said, at the end of the day, you know, do I want to play 5? No. But at the end of the day, I'm going to go out there, and if I'm going to be out there 3 plays, I'm going to give you the best 3 plays I can give you.
You're awesome as usual. Thank you very much.
Appreciate it.
Appreciate it. Brian Robinson, defensive end, Minnesota Vikings.